Okay, welcome everybody to tonight's Shir. The Night Seder, as always, is sponsored by, is powered by Eli Sklar. But the tonight's Shir, the Daf specifically, is sponsored by the Cohn family. In memory of Yoni Cohn, Zechariah Levracha, part of the series. And tonight we're going to talk about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. We're going through the Seder. So why did I decide that tonight the ninth Shir is going to be about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai? Because that's what I was up to. That's what I found interesting. So if I find it interesting, it's more likely that I'll be able to make it interesting. So that's what we're going to do. But in general, we're going to try to go linearly through the Siddur. But since we're going to do a lot of brachas now, so I want to talk about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. This that we say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai when someone makes a bracha, its source is very hard to find. Meaning, you go through the whole Shas, you don't find it mentioning Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. I'm not an expert, but I don't think that phrase appears in Shas. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, we'll have to do a search on the computer. But the idea, like a lot of brachas and tefillas have a specific source somewhere in the Gemara. Right? Sheyatzer, Lekai Neshama, we're going to do soon, but most of these have specific source. Here, it's not in the Gemara. This starts, really, it's first pops up in the Tur. The Tur says, this is the 13th, 14th century, he says, my father, the Rosh, he used to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai whenever he heard a bracha. B'chol, I forgot exactly the Lashon, B'chol, Makim B'chol's man that he heard a bracha, when the person said Hashem's name, he would say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. And he says that the Rosh's source is based on two psukim. One is, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Gadol Lekeinu, which means, when the speaker, mentions the name of Hashem, others should ascribe majesty to his name. That's one. And the second pasuk is a pasuk in Mishle. It says, the pasuk says, Zecher Tzadik Levracha V'Shem Rishayim Yerkav. Right? It's a famous pasuk. Usually, people only hear one half or the other half. You talk about a tzaddik, people say, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and Shem Rishayim Yerkav, we say when we talk about Rishayim. So, Zecher Tzadik Levracha means, when a tzaddik is mentioned, you're supposed to bench the tzaddik. So he says, Kavachaymer, the Rein Shalom. That's what he says. And this is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simon Kuf Chaf Dalet, it's Paskin, that when you hear somebody say a bracha, you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Comes the Bir HaGra. The Bir HaGra, he has a very short and cryptic commentary in the Shulchan Aruch. One of the things that he's famous for is you'll find sometimes a halacha that its source, as far as it's shown in the Torah and the Beis Yosef, is Rishayim. And he'll say, I found the source in Shas for it. He does this a lot. So he says, look in the Gemara in Masechta Yoma. It used to be Yuma. Until Art Scroll came out. Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. And just Agav, the correct pronunciation is Yoma or Yoma if you want to be Yeshivish. Even people who call it Yuma, when they read the Gemara and they don't know what they're saying, they will say, Avidna Yoma Tavala Rabbanan. They don't say Avidna Yuma Tama. Anyway. Okay, so there it says like this. The famous Mishnah, two places, that says that it's in the sixth and the third and sixth parak that when the Tzibur would hear the Kohen Gadol say the Shema Mefirash, right? So this Mishnah is based on a Yishai Ribo song. They would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed. Right? Kohen Ba'am, Ayin Demazarok, Shei Shem Es Hashem Mefirash, etc. So the Gemara over there says, what's the makar for that? Why, when the Tzibur heard the Kohen say, the Kohen Gadol say, the Shem Mefirash, they would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed. So it says, there's two psukim that are a source for it. One pasuk is, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. The second one is Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Ah, so he says that's the source. So the Rosh, even though he doesn't mention the Gemara, he, according to the Gra, would seem to be, is basing the idea of saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai on that idea. The same way when the Tzibur heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Hashem, they would say Baruch Shem Kohen Malchus Olam Vaed. So when we hear somebody say a bracha, they would say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Okay, very good. So that's a question that I don't know the answer to. Everybody say, dig in, this is the...
There's a question you don't know the answer to.
Many questions I don't know the answer to. So this one I don't understand. So if that was what it's based on, right, so why is it that we don't respond when we hear a bracha, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed? Where did the phrase Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai come from? That doesn't have a source in the Gemara. There's a Bach that says there's a Medrash like that, but it's not in any of the Midrashim that we have. Could be. I think the Bach says there's a Medrash that says this. In other words, that it came before the Rosh. And then if we could learn up the Medrash, we would maybe know, but I don't know if that this is a Medrash we have. You know, there are a lot of Midrashim that are not, lexicon. So, leave that as an open question for the Olam. I don't know the answer. If the source, like the Gros says, comes from Baruch Shem Kvayim Ochus Olam Vayet, so why do we have Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai? It's a good question.
Maybe for the same reason we say Baruch Shem quietly all the time.
We say it quietly. Maybe we shouldn't say it out loud. We can't say Baruch Shem Kvayim Ochus out loud. Except in Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, fine. That's the source in Yom Kippur.
In this world, the Shem Yitzhak Dovke is concealed.
Okay, that would be a good answer. This is how it works. Okay, I bring the questions and Bechel tells me the answer. Just as an explanation, just what the phrase means, Baruch, by the way. Baruch Hu, blessed is he, and blessed is his name, Baruch Shemai. So I saw, first I heard this on a CD from Rav Schlesinger from Muncie, and then I saw it in Rav Chaim Friedlander, Sefer on Tefillah. He says, Baruch Hu means Atzmusai, meaning Hashem himself is benched. But we have no idea what that really means. We know there's a God. We don't really have an understanding of what it is, of what Hashem is. Baruch Shemai, when we describe the name of Hashem, we mean the attributes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of exposed to us. That's the shame. That's why Hashem is different. Shame is, it just means, you know, there's Rachamim and there's Din and all these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not a description of what Hashem is, more a description of what Hashem does, called that way. That's Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. His Lashon, Rav Chaim Friedlander's Lashon, his Sefer is Baruch Hu Atzmusai, uBaruch Shemai HaChelek SheHakadosh Baruch Hu Megala Mimenu B'Shvileinu. Okay, good. Now there's an important halachic shaila which comes up like this. When you're listening to a bracha and somebody's being mitzi with a bracha, what do you do then? A lot of shuls, they make an announcement before Tkiya Shofar and before Mikra Megillah. The Olam is reminded, keep your kids quiet. Turn off your phones. And don't say Baruch Hu Shemai by the bracha. A lot of shuls, they make that announcement. Why do they make that announcement? So many Achrayim say like this.
By the Raisas.
Not the same Baruch Hu Shemai.
By Mitzvah Daraisa, they say.
Well, Megillah is a Derabanan.
They say also by Megillah.
I don't know. Do you remember such a distinction? Okay.
I think I remember. So
yeah.
Kiyah Shofar.
Yeah.
There was no Baruch Shemai.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember. So and by the Aliyah, I think by the Aliyah by Parsha Zohar, I think.
Oh yeah.
Was also, I remember.
Oh, I'd love to track this down.
I don't remember
yeah.
It being by.
By Megillah. Okay.
By Megillah,
I would love to see that.
Like source.
Oh, so the reason many Achrayim say like this, that if you're being yaitze, someone making a bracha and you're being yaitze, so when you listen, it's as if you're making the bracha, right? So you're not supposed to talk in the middle of the bracha. It's a hefsek to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Like, it would be like you're making a bracha, and in the middle of your own bracha, you stop and you say, Baruch Baruch Shemai.
Even the Amen?
So, I mean, Amen is not a hefsik, but he's asking actually something deep. I know you're asking. I'll tell you, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, this svar is said by the Tavar Shmuel, Shmuel Abuav, and Mati Yenison, Rav Yenison Aivshit says it, it's printed on the side of Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Chav Dalid, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph makes this point, and he says that it's also relevant to Kiddush. If somebody's being mitzi me with Kiddush and they make a bracha, you shouldn't say Baruch Baruch Shemai. Agav, from the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma that the minhag of the Rosh was to say Baruch Baruch Shemai on every bracha. If a person is making a bracha on a glazel schnapps and he's saying Shakol Niyab Dvarai, then he would say Baruch Baruch Shemai. I don't see people doing that. I don't see that when a person is about to make a lechayim, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then people say, Baruch Baruch Shemai, and then he says, but it's pretty clear in the Shulchan Aruch that that's what the intention of the Shulchan Aruch was. You know, in general, when something seems to be off in the Shulchan Aruch, and nobody does it, it's probably kedai before saying everybody's wrong to find out why.
Why, right?
Because right,
while you're on this topic, in Kiddushing,
yeah.
There's a minig a lot of people have, they say L'chaim.
L'chaim, yeah. So that has a source. I'll tell you about it if I get a chance, yeah.
One question while we're on this.
Yeah.
Some yes, some no. By Birch HaShachar,
mm-hmm.
I see that there's huge variances.
Yeah.
Some people stop.
Right.
For Baruch Shemayim, and other people just
right.
Blow
morning.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The morning brachas. So the correct thing to do, if I'm not making a mistake, is that the shliach tzibur is supposed to pause and people should say Baruch Shemayim. But sometimes they're just in a bit of a rush because they want to daven bezrizus or whatever it is. So I'm not sure. In any case, the Mishnah Berurah makes that point and he says that if you're being yoytze with a bracha, you don't say Baruch Havar Shemayim. Like I said, the bracha by Kiddush, during the bracha of Pri Hagefen or Kaddish Shabbos, whatever bracha it is, you shouldn't say Baruch Havar Shemayim. That's what he said. Because it's a hefsek, you're talking in the middle of your own bracha. The dissenting opinion, there is a dissenting opinion. It's in the Sefer Maaseh Rekeach. Maaseh Rekeach is a Sefer written by a Sfaradic Gadol named Rev.
It makes a lot of sense.
Masud Rakach.
In my mind,
yeah.
I'm listening to the Birchos, the Chuppah, Birchos Kedushin,
yeah.
Sephardic weddings. My wife is Sephardic, so I do a lot of Sephardic weddings, and there's always a pause.
There's a pause.
There's always a pause. They have to say Hashem in all of there, and I think also, when they make Kiddush, I think there's also a pause.
Okay. So he was a big gadol. He was a rav in Libya for many years. So he wrote a sefer, Maaseh Rekeach, on the Rambam. And in Hilchos Brachos, he says, I have a raya and I have a svara, that you could say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai during a bracha, even if you're being yaitzeh. The raya, the proof is, that he says, if you read carefully the language of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, it says the Rosh would say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, al kol bracha shu shemeh b'chol makam. Two calls over there. Every bracha in every situation. So it sounds like there were no exceptions. So what's the svara behind it? He says, I think this is what JJ was being meramis. He says, how could you say amen to a bracha? Right? Everybody says amen to the bracha on Shofar. Even though you're being yaitzi, so it's like you made a bracha. Now, there's no question of hefsek. The bracha is already over. But you're not supposed to say amen to your own bracha. Imagine somebody says a bracha, and at the end of their own bracha, they say amen. With very few exceptions, you're not supposed to do that.
There are some.
There's for Ashkenazim, there's one exception by benching, Bani Yerushalayim, and for Sfaradim, there are several more. Right.
Yeah. The last prophet,
Shem Ram Yisrael Ad.
And sometimes.
The end of Hallel. End of Yishtabach. And I always forget, I think there's one more. But
I don't remember anymore.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. At the end of Shemen Esrei. But in general, you're not supposed to say. The Gemara says, "Ha'ina amar nachar b'chaysev is meguna." It's not supposed to do it. So how could you say amen after the bracha when you listen to somebody be mitzi you? So it's a raya that even though we say shemei ka'ina, that when you listen to a bracha, it's as if you're saying the bracha, but it's not the same as saying the bracha. And therefore, to say baruch hu baruch shemai would not be a hefsek. The majority of paiskim, both Sfaradic and Ashkenazic, reject this. But the Mishnah Berurah does say, b'di'eved, if somebody said baruch hu baruch shemai in the middle of a bracha, that he's being geitze, you shouldn't repeat the bracha. Chai Adam, he says he's not sure. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, I forgot his lashon, but he says something like maybe you're not geitze. Mishnah Berurah says lemaisa, don't repeat the bracha because it is a machlekes. That's the machlekes. Oh, that's the shaila about when you're being geitze. Legabi the lechayim by kiddush. So the reason it's not a shaila hefsek is it's before the bracha, right? Person, the Mekadosh says Savri Maranon.
Chayim.
People say L'chaim. Yeah, the rationale behind L'chaim, I once collected, I think there are five different Mahalchim. Why L'chaim? I'm trying to remember. There's a Medrash that says that they would give wine to somebody who was Chayiv Misa, so he would go out in high spirits. You know, it would dull the distress of the fact of a person being put to death. So says there, I think the Sanhedrin would meet and then they would say, okay, Savri Maranon, meaning like, what's the psak? Right? So I'm mixing two things. It's a Medrash Tanchuma, if I remember correctly. So you say L'chaim to say, first of all, in the context of a judgment of Sanhedrin, we would say, like, we're voting L'chaim, but also that means this drink shouldn't be the drink that ends with the guy head shorter. This drink should be a drink that brings Chaim. There's other Mahalchim also. There's a Gemara, Chamer V'Chayi, says Shemik Brachas, I forgot. There's a bunch of different Menhagim. There's a Minhag to drink.
He was Mocha
against
the whole thing of L'Chayim, not because because you were wishing your friend something before making the Bracha.
Yeah, right. There's a Prima Gadim like this. Prima Gadim says you should first make a Bracha and then say L'Chayim. Because first you should bench Hashem rather than benching a person. Yeah, he says that. He defends the other tzad a little bit. I don't remember. Right, so there's a few different minhagim. There's a minhag to say l'chaim before you make the bracha. There's a minhag to say l'chaim after you drink. There's a minhag to say the bracha, then say l'chaim, and then drink, which is wrong, of course. All right, let's get back to Baruch Hu Bar Shemayim.
You have to take two drinks at least. Make one.
Yeah, there's a very good story about it, but I don't want to interrupt. Maybe at the end I'll tell you the story. It's well known that the Gra was against saying Baruch Hu Bar Shemayim in certain contexts. If you ever go to a Minig HaGra Minyan, the ones that are really into it, they are in Flatbush. I don't know if it still exists, but there was one where they would meet, like, only every Shabbos of Archim, they'd have a minyan, and they would follow all of the Gra's Minhagim. And if a muggle comes in there and he doesn't know all the rules, you get in big trouble because you end up, like, really messing up. So one of the things is that during Chazaras HaShatz, you did not say Baruch Hu Bar Shemayim to the Bracha. And that's printed in Maaseh Rav. Maaseh Rav is a collection of Minhagim of the Gra. The Gra did not write it, others wrote it, so it's not necessarily authoritative. But it says there that he was against saying Baruch Hu Bar Shemayim during Chazaras HaShatz. So the reason is not clear, and several pshatim are offered there. One pshat is because you won't hear the end of the Bracha. The Chazan rushes. It happens sometimes. The Chazan in a rush. You ever get this awkward silence? The Chazan says, you know, he's up to Mevarech Hashem, says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he goes, whatever, he's in the Hashiv Shekhtan.
It's like a very long Baruch
Atah Hashem,
and it's like a second.
And then you know, did he say the Baruch? He didn't say the Baruch. Yeah. Yeah. There it's one phrase, Baruch Shemayim. So you lose the chance to say Amen. So that's one simple pshat. It's mashma from the Shar HaTzion, Mishnah Berurah's footnotes on the bottom of Mishnah Berurah, is Chaf Dalid, that's the issue. The issue is, if you say Baruch Hu Bar Shemayim during Chazaras HaShatz, you don't say Amen. Now, you won't be able to say Amen.
There's no time to say Baruch Hu Bar Shemayim. He's not stopping long enough.
Right. The Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is, it's adif to say Amen, which has a source in Shas, than to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim, which is some kind of minhag based in the verse. That's what he says. If he uses the lashon that saying Amen is adif.
But is it going to be an issue also of not hearing the bracha if he doesn't stop for the bracha?
Yeah.
You see it.
It's interesting. Really, you could say Amen to a bracha if you don't hear it, as long as you know that it was said. The flags in Alexandria is the raya, right? But the problem is that you're not even going to be able to say Amen because he's going to be flying somewhere. You're going to miss the chance. I think that's what he means. Now, according to this reason, it has nothing to do with Chazaras HaShatz. If the person is saying any bracha where you might not be able to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim, it would be the case. Now, normally, the Gra is giving us the benefit of the doubt that even the Chazan in a speedy rush, so he might be able to say Mevarech Hashanim in the time it takes people to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim, so you're going to miss. But he never thought for the life of him that a person would say, Asher Nasan Lasechi Vino Hachim Vinyam Vin Laila, in the time it says someone takes someone say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim. So Mele, he wasn't again, he didn't say, don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim during Virchsa Shachar because you're not going to be able to say Amen. Right? That would be the Pshat. But it's, according to that, it's not really specifically something to do with Chazaras HaShatz. It's just that's where the ending between Baruch Hashem and the end of the Bracha is very short.
The concern is that he's going to miss the Amen.
According to the way it's printed in the inside of the Maaseh Rav and the way it's mashma in the Shar HaTzion, the concern is the Ami, right? But there's another pshat, which others explain the Gra's opposition based on a major yusoid about Chazaras HaShatz, which at some point we'll get back to at length. But there are many sources to support the idea that, even though it seems from the Mishnayis, from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the purpose of Chazaras HaShatz is that what happens if somebody comes in and he doesn't know how to read, he doesn't know how to daven, so he can't daven himself. So the Shliach Tzibur says the tefillah, and he would have the option to listen. Now, if that's true, so I, who did daven myself, I said the words. So for me, I don't need Chazaras HaShatz, right? But there's a lot of kashas on that. First of all, if that were true, then why, you know, I don't want to get into all the halachas, but like the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you should stand. He's supposed to stand during davening. I'm not davening. I'm playing on my iPhone. I davened already. Right? Why? We find a lot of halachas that make it very clear that it's not entirely like that. So, Lamashal, the Gra held that you're supposed to follow every word from the Siddur along, at least he used to do it, during Chazaras HaShatz. And he said, it's in Pia Shmua, and there's sources for this elsewhere also, that even for the person who davened already, listening to the Chazaras HaShatz is another tefillah that's for him also. Even the person who already davened is being yotze tefillah again with Shemei HaKa'ina.
Is it a kavanah issue?
No, it's more. He says you're supposed to have 5 Shemone Esrei a day. Well, the way you get 5 Shemone Esrei a day is Shachris Chazaras HaShatz, Mincha Chazaras HaShatz. In BMG you don't have that. And Maariv. That's what he says. There are early sources for that. Oh, so if that's true, so this comes back to the study you said before. If you're being yoytze the bracha, you're not supposed to say Baruch Hu Shemai. Not because of missing a main, because you're being mafsik your own bracha. So this is the other pshat that the followers of the Gros say. I think the Tosefos Ma'aserav, other Nisei Kalim, they have now the Ma'aserav, all the commentaries give this pshat that it's not specifically because of the main. It's more than that. It's because a person who's listening to Chazaras HaShatz is actually davening again. So he's being yaitzed the tefillah again. So he shouldn't interrupt his own bracha. And there are a lot of rias to this yisoid. There's another interesting nafgamina, which I actually saw. I once gave a shiur about Chazaras HaShatz. And one of the people who was there was a friend of, there's a family near the train station, Schnur, Morty Schnur. His father was a big Gronik and a Talmud Chacham. So he emailed him, he said, tell me what the Gros said about Chazaras HaShatz. So he sent me these two pshatim, and he said that, if I understand correctly, that another thing is that most people have a minhag to say by Yalav Yavai, by Chazaras HaShatz, Achrein Hashem L'kein Ba'al Taiva, Kang Amen. Right? K'nein Ba'al Bracha, Kang Amen. Right? Shien Ba'al Chayim, L'chayim Taivim, by Nusach Svar, they have Chayim Taivim. So the congregation says Amen. So he says, according to the first pshat, that the girl wouldn't be against saying Amen over there. It doesn't come at the expense of an Amen at the end of the bracha. That would have nothing in common with the opposition to Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. But if the problem is that you're not supposed to talk out because you're actually davening again, so the same objection of Hefsik of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai would be an objection of saying Amen during the Yalav Yavai. And he said, I'm sure there are people who know this better than me to research this. It's sort of right. It's in the middle of the bracha.
Same
would
thing
say.
By the bracha by Musaf Rosh Chodesh.
I would suspect so. That would be a good question to ask somebody. We have to get a good gronik to find out. Yeah, usually, you know, somebody who's a gronik will not hesitate. You just have to find out who he is and
is
call him.
Not,
usually, we'll have time
place.
To.
Is there another place?
I don't know. I'm sure there are. In Eretz Yisrael, there must be.
I'm saying middle of a bracha. Is there
Oh, that's
a
mean.
We have Amen.
Oh yeah. So does he? I wonder. Maybe we could find out what he says about this. Okay, that would be a great other nafkamina. Yeah. Okay.
What if not for the grower by Amen?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no space in the middle.
Yeah.
You're still supposed to answer Amen.
And let's say you said Baruch Hu Shemai. While you're saying Baruch Hu Shemai, he says the end of the bracha, and you didn't hear it. That's the question?
No.
Oh.
I didn't say Baruch Hu.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying Baruch Hashem, and he continues to come
to right
away.
Oh, right. So that's a separate thing, right? The place can say not to say Amen if he's not pausing.
Because you're going to miss the next.
But is that the reason? Because I'm not sure what the underlying lumdus of that is. It's a good question. Yeah. I find myself sometimes having this dilemma. Okay. The very, very interesting conspiracy theory, if I could use that expression, in the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar. The Sefer Baruch Sha'amar, a very geshmaka Sefer from the Torah Tamima. And he has a few chalakim, he has something on tefillah. So he writes that he was told by Zakenim that from the previous dar, that there were those that avoided saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, they avoided saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. What's the reason? Because Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai is the same gematria as Shabsai Tzvi. Now, the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tamima, he says that the followers of Shabsai Tzvi, let's just chazer a little bit. Shabsai Tzvi was a mystical, charismatic celebrity in the 1600s who had many people convinced that he was Mashiach, and he certainly was not. And he ended up converting to Islam. There's a whole story about him. I mean, there's hours and hours of raid on him. There's a lot to see. It's a shattering disillusionment of the end of that saga left scars on the Jewish collective psyche for centuries. For centuries later, though, during the fight between Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz. And it was such a scarring thing. You know, it's like Lahavdil, if you have something on your mind, you start seeing it everywhere. You know, a kid who's afraid of monsters sees in the pattern in the carpet in his bedroom, he sees monsters. You know, a chess player who's walking on a tiled floor sees chess moves on the tiles, you know. So because of that, like, there were so many, like, very, very shaky connections to Shavsai Tzvi that just got people nervous. So now, you have to remember, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai goes back to the Rosh. That was 300-400 years before Shavsai Tzvi, right? So it's not like the followers of Shavsai Tzvi made it up, but he had this Messiah that the followers of Shavsai Tzvi were really into saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai because of this Gematria. And that caused people to stop saying it. If it would be a mitzvah deraisa, right? If somebody would find that, let's say, Yechves, Lulav Yom Shishi would be the same Gematria as Shavsai Tzvi, or Halal Yom Atzmut would be the same Gematria as Shavsai Tzvi, we wouldn't stop just because of that. If something is a mitzvah, you can't stop. But here, it's a minig. So they stopped. So he points this out. He says, Lamaisa, it's not really a reason to stop doing it. He says also, it's only the Gematria if you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai without the Vav. If you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, it kills the Gematria. So he says, you should be careful. If you listen carefully, you go around the shul, you'll see a few Shavsai Tzinics. Because you listen carefully, you see the other say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai without the Vav. So you have to tell them that this is a big problem. You shouldn't do it. But it's also ironic. Shavsai Tzvi is one of the only Yidden that people feel free to say Shem Rishon Yerkov about. Right? It's very strange that a minig that started from Zecher Tzadik Levracha ends in Shem Rishon Yerkov. But in general, like I'm saying, people saw Shavsai Tzvi as a boogeyman. People saw a boogeyman everywhere. If you want to find gematrias for large numbers, especially it's like 814, it's not hard to find. I ran it through a computer today. I found that Shavsai Tzvi is the same gematria as Donald Trump Shumain. Donald Trump is overweight. Okay. And Cafe Shachor Chazak, strong black coffee, is the same gematria as Shavsai Tzvi. So we're not going to be makbid not to have strong black. What? There's a website that does this. Very schmack. Anyway, this is fun. I'll leave you with one interesting nekuda. The Mishnah Berurah says that during Psukei Dezimra, you're allowed to say Amen to any bracha, not a hefsik, but you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, because it doesn't have a source in the Gemara. Don't be mafsik. He's quoting the Nesivis in Derech HaChaim. So, several years ago, I remember on Purim, my father Shlita asked the Kasha. The Kasha is like this. In the Shaar HaTzion, in Siman Tofresh Tzadi, in Hilchas Megillah, Ois Nun Zayin, Mishnah Berurah brings from a Lavush that there was a minhag, which is not a common minhag, that during Kriyas HaMegillah, when they would say Haman, the people would yell out Shem Rishayim Yerkov. Right? Our minhag is to whatever Nusach Svarad does, fireworks, and the curmudgeons, Nusach Ashkenaz, they just like, they grind their teeth a little bit loudly or whatever it is, right? Snap fingers. So, but there was a minhag to yell out Shem Rishayim Yerkov. So he says, wait a minute, why is that not a hefsik? Middle of the Megillah, you say Shem Rishayim Yerkov. So he says, there's a concept that something which is on the theme of what you're doing is not a hefsek. So he says, it's part of reading the Megillah, it's part of the story of Megillah, it's part of the Inyan to curse out Haman. So my father asked, he said, how could it be that to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai under Rabbeinu Shel Olam Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that the Mishnah Berurah says you can't do during Pesukei Dezimra because it's a hefsek. And Shem Rishayim Yerkov and Haman during the Megillah, that is a hefsek. How could that be worse?
Well, it's not bracha. Saying it in Megillah, so that's part of the story. It's like,
And
Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai to Pesukei Dezimra. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai on a bracha must be
right. So
from Pesukei Dezimra.
Right. So I guess it's interesting because the whole Pesukei Dezimra is you're praising the Lord. So Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai is also praising the Lord. So why wouldn't say the same teretz that it's just as Mayanyana as Shem Rishayim Yerkov by Megillah.
It's a different praise, though.
It's a different praise, right? Maybe that's the reason. Yeah.
I remember
my father said a teretz. I don't remember if it was the teretz you guys said or a different teretz. Unfortunately, it was after the Kaish Aliyah already at that point. I can't remember. I have to ask him if he remembers the teretz he said. Okay, so that's pretty much the aside of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Watch what you say in a Grom Minyan. Make sure you get in the Vav. And we have a few other machlekes. There's a few other dinim. Maybe we'll play catch up next week. But that's pretty much the main Indian. Is that a strong black coffee? Okay, good, because that's a gematria.